The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Kenbar Films.
That's right. It is your weekly road tip right here on Memphis Metal Mondays. It is August the 28th. And of course, we're going over tip number 5. And this is brought to you by the Road Crew Radio Series and Kenbar Films. And you know, we've been talking about these things. And of course, this is the addition to some of the crazy coolness that we've been adding to the stuff around here around Radio Memphis. And what this tip is going to do for you, for those of you that are inspired to be in this industry, it's going to help you for whether you're in the studio, whether you're out on the stage, whether you're out on the road. And of course, what's a special treat for me is that we have several people that like to call in, you know, especially ones that we've done interviews with and do these tips. But it's really cool for me when Mr. Kenbar himself calls in and does this tip. How you doing, baby?
I am awesome. How are you doing, sweetheart?
I am working it all out. I am working it out, man, trying to make this happen. And this is the part of the night that I look so forward to because I know it's going to be something crazy cool. And what everybody that's tuned in, I'm talking to Kenbar. We're in the middle of doing the road tip for this week right here in Memphis Metal Mondays. What's funny is that everybody always asks me sometimes, they're like, well, what's the tip going to be? And I tell them, I was like, I don't know. I will find out the same time you do.
Well, that's because we're making it up as we're talking to you. So it's like, all right, talk more, talk. Okay, I got something. I'll take it.
Oh, it's cool. What have you been doing, brother?
Yeah. Little of this, little of that. Actually, today I had the enjoyment of getting a root canal, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay. Oh?
I went in for a filling, and the dentist went, oh, crap.
I saw that this morning, and I thought, that's not what I think it is. I mean, I thought maybe it was like a joke.
No. I went there for a filling, and he went, wow, that one really got away from me. I'm thinking, wow, you're really not inspiring confidence, Doc.
So you are doing this, and after you had spent some time this morning at the dentist and getting drilled on, see, that right there, that's what I'm talking about. That is exactly, that's the kind of heart, and that's the kind of drive I'm looking for. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, if this was the road, I'd be working. I'd have gotten out of the chair and gone back to loading, you know? It is what it is. You got to do it.
Good deal. Good stuff. Okay. Well, you know, it's actually tip number 5. And what you may not know is 5 is at my all-time favorite number. Do you know that?
I had a feeling that's why I'd be on tonight.
Yeah, I think this is like, yeah, it's kind of fortuitous, man. It was supposed to work out this way. 5 is my favorite number, so this is going to be probably one of my most favorite tips that you're going to give me.
Oh, crap. Now the pressure's on. Wait, let me grab my notes. I got to change my mind.
what do you have for us today, Ken?
Well, you know, I always put a lot of thought to these, and I've got a couple of cool things that I was going to, and I thought, and then I decided on something else. I've got other stuff for other installments, but
okay.
You know, so often people aren't aware. When you're out on an arena tour, which was typically what I did, you know, it's important to be considerate and helpful for the opening band.
Be considerate and be helpful.
Those,
all right.
Yeah. Well, those guys, they've got no time. They've got no room to work. They've got to get their stuff up there and, you know, sounding good. They want their show 100% as much as we want ours, except we have all day.
Right.
They've got 20 minutes. So it's important to not, you know, be screwing around. You know, you get your stuff done, get sound check over with, and, you know, you don't need to be up there noodling around with guitar tones and screwing around. Just get those guys up, give them the time, let them dial their show in. And, you know, with a lot of support acts, they really don't always have enough crew, or they don't really have an experienced crew.
Right.
You know, there were a lot of tours I was out there, you know, they'd have a problem with a guitar and their tech was a kid. So, you know, I had time. So I just spend a little time with them, show them what the problem was, help them fix it.
Nice.
Or whatever it was, if they had trouble dialing in a drum tone. And I'm not the only one. There are a lot of guys out there that are helpful, but there's also, you know, a lot of people that aren't. They're just like, screw them. It's the opening act. They get what they get. And I saw that even on the club level when I started out. Mm. You know, they'd be just treating you like crap because you were the support band. It's like, wait a minute. Support. They're supporting you. That's a positive thing, and you're going to return that with poor behavior. It's like, no.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. Mm-mm.
Those are the guys out there with very little to work with that are going to go out and try and, you know, get that audience warmed up and get things going to get the whole night started. So, you know, they're such a key part. You give them, you know, give them whatever you can to help them work.
That's perfect. And you know what's really funny? And, you know, and for those of you that tuned in, I'm talking to Ken Barr, and we're in the middle of tip number 5. This is the road trip, the weekly road trip brought to you by Radio Memphis, the Road Crew Radio Series, and Ken Barr Films. Yeah, and what's funny is I don't even think you planned this, man, but there was a theme for me for the past couple days, because over the weekend, I did something very cool. I got to do one of our interviews, you know, for the Road Crew Radio Series with a lady. It was my first chick, right?
Mm-hmm. Girl talk.
I was total, man. We slapped it around, man. Mickey Scott is an absolute gem. And what was funny is that, you know, some of the conversation that we were having, even though hers was related to, you know, recording studios and was related to, you know, working, you know, on pretty much stationary places, and, you know, as far as with labels and groups and, you know, and A&R and, you know, and things like that. You know, one of the things that she was also bringing up was that at that time period when, you know, when all of this was going down for her, how everybody was always working together no matter what company they worked for or what group they worked with or what studio they worked out of, because everybody was trying to get to the same place. And so for you to come in with a, hey, let's, you know, let's be, you know, considerate, you know, and be mindful and be helpful for the opening band, this is a theme that keeps going on for me, because, you know, these are things that need to happen now. These are things that got everybody a hell of a lot further in the beginning. These are also things that people forgot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, it's the entertainment business. It's the family mentality is there, and everybody are more apt to work together. You know, I'll help you out on this project, and then you're going to work on this one. Or I my studio's booked. Can you please take this act? You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
It's worked together, or it just doesn't happen. You know, this isn't, you know, a 9-to-5 job where you're punching the clock and you're sitting at your cubicle and you don't talk to the guy next to you. This is, you know, it's what you do because it's a passion. And you know, those kids on that support act might be, you know, someone you end up working for one day.
Yeah,
you know,
that could be the
break that you need in your career. So
You just don't know which way that door is going to swing, as far as, you know, when you figure out, hey, this is going to be my boss, you know, for this set or for this season or for this tour or whatever. You have no idea.
Yeah. You know, in 97, I was out with Stone Temple Pilots, and they would some days just not sound check and trust us so that this two support bands would have time to sound check and work out some gear problems. But later that year, the three guys from Stone Temple Pilots created a new band called Talk Show. They just had a different singer. They just wanted to do something different.
Oh, okay.
And we went out and we opened for two different, one was on like a Civic Center level, and the other was a full-on arena band.
Wow.
And they didn't give us a minute. The arena tour, we were the support act. The doors would open, and that's when we got the stage, because that's when the band would wander off.
Oh, you're kidding.
And, you know, that gives you no time, and it's just nothing but stress. And if there's a problem, which thank God there wasn't, we wouldn't have had time to work it out. And it was the same on with the band we were opening for on the Civic Center level. No consideration. And the STP guys are all about that. And they just were like, this really sucks.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it does.
Wow.
You know, when you've got Dean DeLeo having to help uncase his Marshall cabinets because we don't have stagehands.
Right.
You know? But we pulled together like a family, and I bet you know, a lot of support acts do with their crew, because it's harder in some. They have a shorter work day, but I think their pressure is more because they've just got very little to work with. So,
very little time, very little space. And everything is little. Everything is small. Everything is not available. Everything is like, you've got this 5x5 space that your entire gear gets to go into. You've got 5 minutes to get on stage. You've got 10 minutes to sound check, and you've got 5 minutes to get the hell off the stage. You've got, you know, and it's everything is so limited.
Yeah. And you know, every day I'm a little OCD, and every day couldn't wait to fire up my amps to make sure there wasn't a problem with them. These guys don't have that opportunity. I mean, maybe out in the parking lot with an extension cord or something, but you know, to have your amp on stage and know that it works, to me, that's peace of mind. And to have to wonder until 5 minutes before show, and then it's like, all right, what do we do now type thing, because a lot of those guys don't, you know, have spares and whatnot. I mean, it's not like the headliners who, you know, we had the good fortune to have everything you needed and the time to work it out. So, help out that support act. They're there for us, man.
See, that's fantastic. That is good stuff right there. And, you know, I'm just out of curiosity. Do you think also, too, though, I mean, because every headliner was a support act at some point in their career. They had to be. You know, nobody starts, you know, at the top of the Golden Crown. Well, maybe one or two, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so the trials and tribulations of only having so much time, so much space, so much place, you know, and to get your, you know, to get your ass in gear, you know, also teaches you a couple of things too, right?
Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's techniques and there's ways of doing it. I did one club tour. Other than that, I didn't deal with being, you know, working for the support act. But, you know, I have friends that did. And, you know, for years, I always had concern for them being able to do it. But then I realized, I was talking to J-Man, where his whole workday was like an hour between setup, show, and strike. I was like, you know, he's sitting there drinking pina coladas while the headliner's sweating it out for 2 hours. I'm like, oh, you know what? You might have had a little bit of a, you know, rough time as far as time to get done, but Jesus, you're partying by 8 o'clock.
I know. There's nothing left, right? Let's see.
Yeah.
How does that? So, that doesn't translate.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Screw those opening act guys. They're drinking beer while I'm working. Wait a minute.
See, I'm just trying to bring this around. You know, I am going to make sure though that tip number. See, I thought this is going to be one of my favorite ones. I am going to put out there is that just to be considerate, be helpful, and be mindful of the opening act. Unless, they start drinking before you do.
Yeah, no, I was kidding. I mean, I love the support acts, and you know, I fully believe, you know, do what you can. You know, make their day easy. You know, a lot of times they're driving the truck, and they're setting up, and they're doing the show, and then they're loading the truck, and then they're driving to the next one. So, you know, just be mindful that, you know, their day might be shorter on stage, but their day could be a lot longer in a lot of other places, and they're not making the money probably. And
right,
you know, everybody's got to start out. You know, you do, and that's called paying the dues. And
absolutely,
there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't have to be brutal every day. So, you know, if you can help the support act, do what you can, or, you know, keep an eye out. If they're struggling with some gear, or maybe a guitarist is not working right, they may not ask. Go over and offer. Do what you can, you know. They're brothers. Maybe it's a little younger brothers in this business, but, you know, they're future brothers nonetheless. And,
see,
you know, whatever you can do, we're all in this together, and we all want to get, you know, the show up and on the support acts as well, even though, you know, there might not be very many people in yet. They're the ones that get the party started. So, you know,
perfect.
Work with them, help them, do what you can.
Perfect. That's a perfect tip. I'm so glad you came up with that one. Good deal.
Oh, well, thank you.
Good deal. Well, honey, I know that's a little bit later, you know, in your neck of the woods and stuff like that. And you've got to get gearing and ready to roll here in a couple of hours, you know, for all of the stuff you've got going on in your crazy world. We'll be catching up again real soon. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you got anything cool, anything else coming down the pike anybody needs to know about?
Working on another movie, booking a couple of book signings on the East Coast. As soon as I get details, I'll give those out.
Okay.
You know, working on my Rockets and Robots movie with the marionettes and all that. October 1st we shoot.
You weirdo. That's awesome.
Yeah. I have a house full of marionettes and robots and spaceships. And, you know, it's very impressive when people come over. They're like, you know what? I'm not even going to ask. Rather over, and I'm like, really? Because I've got a cape for my 7-foot-tall robot. I'll be glad. And you're like, yeah, no, I don't even wanna. No,
that's good. Well, it's good to know that everything is rocking and rolling with Kenbar Films and all the stuff that you're doing with the books and everything else that's coming along. You let me know when stuff starts getting concrete so that I can tell everybody what you got going on and where you're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have some East Coast dates. I've got two so far. I'm probably going to have a couple more in a week or so.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds like a good deal. Well, listen, sweet dreams, okay? You know?
Thanks.
You are welcome. We'll talk soon, sweetheart.
I'll talk to you, D. Thanks, sweetheart. All right.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mr. Ken Barr with your weekly road tip right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays, all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series brought to you by Radio Memphis and Ken Barr Films. And the tip number 5 is to be considerate, be mindful, be helpful to the opening band and their crew. And if you do that, you know, that'll help them get a little bit further. And who knows? Again, for those of you that are working that deal, you never know. You could be opening the door and those people that you're helping out, that band that you're helping out, might be the one that you also wind up working for at some point, right? Right.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.